USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Congress passing a bill to keep the U.S. government funded for a while longer as talks on another larger-scale spending measure continue.
The Senate is approving a short-term funding bill to avoid a government shutdown. The government was set to run out of money Friday. The $858 billion National Defense Authorization Act will extend funding for federal agencies for another week as Congress works to pass a massive full-year spending package. I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden hopes to put the U.S. in direct competition with China for future trade and influence in the emerging markets on the African continent.
That's why over the next 3 years, working in close cooperation with the United States Congress, we plan to commit $55 billion in Africa to advance the priorities we share and to support the Agenda 2063.
Biden speaking during the Africa Summit in D.C. earlier today, saying he would even be open to inviting African Union nations into the G20. Blizzard conditions in the upper Midwest tonight, along with severe weather threats and snow in the Northeast, combined to stress test first responders, plow drivers, and power crews. A coastal storm mainly to blame for treacherous conditions in New York State. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says state officials made sure to get people off the roads.
Keeping people off early, I think that's what saved lives in Western New York, our decision, and some question at the moment, you know, already saying that we want trucks off the thruway and having travel bans in place, really because you have to be ready to handle the worst case scenarios.
Peak snowfall is expected to reach 1 to 2 inches from tonight into Friday morning. Governor Hochul said that state has prepared 6,500 utility workers, along with plows, salt, and sand for the affected parts of the state. This is USA News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
Legislation prompted by Gabby Petito's murder is waiting for President Biden's signature.
Parents of the New York native are backing the Help Find the Missing Act, which was approved by the Senate last week. The measure requires information on missing people to be entered into the FBI's internal database and then shared with the Department of Justice's public database. Under state law, New York is already required to share information of the missing, but others like New Jersey and Connecticut are not. Petito was killed by her fiancé while on a cross-country trip last year. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Congress bends an ear to the issues surrounding what went wrong in Uvalde, Texas this year, when a gunman shot and killed 19 children and two teachers at Robb Elementary. U.S. lawmakers asked about why police waited so long to take action. They heard today from Faith Matta, older sister of Uvalde victim Tess Matta.
Our life has changed forever. It has darkened because our light has left. The child and the little human who once made this family whole is no longer with us.
Following the shooting, it was decided that the school would be knocked down and rebuilt. Some good economic news today, as the nation saw a slight decrease in mortgage rates. Freddie Mac says the average for a 30-year fixed-rate loan is now 6.31%, down 0.2 points from 1 week ago. While those interest rates remain at historic highs, analysts suggest this dip may also be a sign of inflation leveling off. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.